This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, friends, I'm going to be completely honest with you, as I often am. Sometimes I'm not, but for the most part, maybe about like 95%. Our question of the day is inspired by Yuli Gurriel signing to play with the Padres, where he will now be teammates with Yu Darvish.
Yikes. And
yeah. Yeah.
That's an awkward say? Awkward.
That's right. That's right. And why is that awkward, Lopez?
Well, how do I put this? Yuli Gurriel
hit a home show the people what he did.
No, I don't.
Would that get him fired? I don't think that would get him fired.
You sound hopeful.
He might get reprimanded. No, I'm just trying to see. I never think about what can I get away
just
with.
Just cover up the camera.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool.
He made a gesture after hitting home run off of Yu Darvish in the postseason. That was not exactly kind. Not exactly kind.
It wasn't a thumbs up, huh?
No, it was not.
Okay, all right.
So now he's got to walk in. He's got to walk into that clubhouse maybe today, and see Yu Darvish.
That's right. You think you seems like a pretty nice guy.
Remember, like I think in the next at bat or next game or whatever, Yuli tried to calm it all down by he stepped out and tipped his helmet before he batted.
Hey, please don't hit me, dog.
Yeah. That's exactly what he was doing.
But I mean that got us thinking. Hey, what is the most awkward situation that you've been thrust into? Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna be honest. The text line, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, is still jumping from our trade machine, mm-hmm. Time machine question. Yeah. So yeah. I'm in a little bit of a dilemma.
We can go in two lanes. We can go freeway.
Okay, we want to go two lanes
at
the same time.
We can go freeway on this, I-10 West. Yeah, you got the passing lane in one, you got the other one. So you can go two lanes on this. Time machine is really, as you said, continuing to take off. We might have to revisit that. And then what's the most awkward situation you've ever been thrust into? And the example I gave, I think, has happened a lot, where like a dude married this woman and found out, you know, as he was dating or whatever, that he actually dated the sister or something like that.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
That kind of happened to me. I told you all about that. My lovely wife, mm-hmm. she went off to college. And her roommate was somebody I was kind of talking to before. And I'm like, oh, we both looked at each other like, oh, okay.
How you doing? But at least you don't have to see her a lot.
Yeah.
My most awkward situation happened in 2009, believe it or not, and has to do with this radio station. So I interviewed and did some, they asked me to come over here, and I did some mock shows with Vandermeer in the dead of night. We were coming out here at 9 o'clock at night to do some mock shows, etc. So they offered me the job. Everything was taken care of, everything signed, sealed, and delivered, except I had 3 more months to work at the former radio station. So I had to work over there for 3 months, going to meetings, doing events, doing the whole
act like you care,
acting like I cared, knowing that I was going to be here in 3 months and counting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
That sounds kind of illegal, man.
Well, it might have been. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. But I was there for 3 months knowing that I was going to be here in October of 2009. It was wild, man.
Hey,
we should go Blue Blood. I'm like, yeah, yeah, we should do that.
So people trying to make plans in the future, you're like, I will not be here.
I won't be here.
I will not be here. This is interesting. From the 8 through 2, somebody said Yuli Gurriel and Yu Darvish fixed this 2 years ago. They actually went to dinner together. I didn't see anything about them going to dinner together. I imagine, like, especially with, like, the particular racist undertones of the stuff that happened, that there had to be some level of conversations at some point. I don't know that that would still not make this some level awkward, but possibly. Like, maybe they have entirely buried the hatchet, and that's fine. That doesn't stop us from talking about the fact that sometimes you get into awkward
still
situations.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Like, maybe they come in and they're like, hey, man, it's all business. It's baseball. Yeah. I imagine that it helps. One is a pitcher. Mm-hmm. One is a position player. They don't really have to spend all that much time together. That's one of the things I'm always fascinated about with a clubhouse is kind of the smaller divisions within it and the ways in which you don't really, like, they don't necessarily work in the same department at the same building.
Yes.
Right? Like, they, you know, we could kind of operate with my guys or whatever. Now, it's always beautiful when you see like a clubhouse that is a lot more close together all the way around. Like, it's one of the reasons why it was kind of incredible that Bregman, you know, was the way that he was and, like, reached out to Hunter Brown and was helping him and such. Like, because that's not something that inherently those guys necessarily spend all that time together, per se.
Now, let me ask you this. Bregman obviously is in an awkward situation, but you haven't said anything.
Yeah.
There's got to be one.
The thing I'm thinking about isn't really one that I was thrust into necessarily. I told you guys recently about a date that I went on where it was very abundantly clear that, oh yeah, this is not going to be it. Where, you know, she was younger than me, and then she was like all day kind of talking about how, you know, she getting into fighting and interpersonal relationships with folks. All that. And I was like, very, very early, I was like, okay, this is not going to be something that keeps going. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, drive home, everything was pretty awkward, and then park at the house, and it was very evident that she wanted this to go somewhere else. So I was that didn't really fit into the theme, but that's where my mind kept going. Thanks a lot for that, mind you. Somebody said all that TV and streaming talk is the reason why I'm not a diehard fan. Oh, that's from last segment.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that for me was where my brain went, and I can't. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the type of person that I kind of tend to try and forget. Those awkward moments, I'm like, I'm burying them.
Yeah.
And so I'm having a hard time, like, digging into the ones that absolutely fit them.
I know there's a lot of awkward moments that people are thrust into because of politics. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's a good point.
And all that. It's like, well, we got to go. We can't not go to your mom's house. You know, that kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, but so-and-so was there and they're blah, blah, blah. That happens a lot.
That's a great point.
One that I had... going on 3 years ago now, when my mother died, my full brother got very upset that I was the executor of the will.
Oh, yeah, those are tough. That's tough.
I'm the youngest of five. And
he wanted that honor?
Why she make you that?
Yes, and my parents made me, I don't know why, you know, whatever reason they had, the executor of the will. And so my big brother's like,
you're the responsible one, huh?
Maybe that was it. And then he's like, wait, you got to make all these decisions? I said, yep. Yep, I owned it.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this from the 713? They said they hired a new drummer before they fired their old drummer. Old drummer showed up to the studio with two kids in the room, turned into a more awkward. Oh, so that
he was ready to play.
Yeah, you didn't let him know he was going to get fired. Which honestly, I feel like that you got to. I understand that the will to kind of want to tell people in person.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, tell me before I get to work, right? Tell me before I've geared up for this day of work. And I feel like that's where that drummer was. He was ready to. All right, here we go. Let's get my drum set. Hey, did y'all get me a different drum set? What's happening here? actually, can you come sit, take a seat for a second? We got to tell you something. Yeah, no, that's very awkward, yeah. But I feel like you could have avoided
it. I bet you
one.
This one happens a lot. My ex-girlfriend and my wife became best friends.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Like, wait a minute. You sure you want to go out with them?
And the tough part about best friends is that eventually they're going to get
to come out.
Eventually. Yeah. Yeah. Eventually you'll get there. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were just kind of cordial, mm-hmm. maybe you can sidestep some of this. Mm-hmm. Best friends, you might as well just let it go. Mm-hmm. You're all those stories, all that stuff. You're going to become a topic of discussion. Yeah.
I was in an awkward position here one time, man. It was a guy, a sales guy. He had, I didn't know this, but he was walking out of his office, mm-hmm. and he had some stuff in his hand.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, where you about to go, man? He like, today's my last day.
Oh.
No. I'm like, oh. At that point, it looked like he was really sad. So I'm like, I know he ain't just up and leave on his own.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what to say. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah. I'm going to miss working with you, man.
That's right. All you can say.
I ain't really know him as much.
Yeah. You weren't mentally prepared for that conversation?
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, man. I'm like, I just made it so awkward now. Like, I never want to see nobody who get let go leaving the building.
That's
man.
Happened a few times.
Yeah. It was one time, shoot, up here. Mm-hmm. I had to walk around the other way, man. I was just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't look at nobody knowing that's their last day.
Yeah.
Somebody said, had a friend who married his wife, had several kids, then divorced after 4 years due to cheating on him, during her cheating on him, and then she remarried with that guy, which was his brother. Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's man. What I was talking about.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, all Easter.
Yeah.
Rough. Somebody said, you can't top this one. They were dating two girls at the same time. One of them was in the apartment. Other one came knocking on the door. Yeah. But this is the thing. Here's the thing, friend. You were not thrust into that.
Yeah.
You chose that life.
Yeah.
That was one that you wanted to. And somebody said on a construction site, people say and do the worst things you could ever imagine, and you still show up to work the next day and work with that guy and get them back. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it.
Godspeed.
Not that much. Yeah. Not that awkward in that instance. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's the 11 o'clock hour, which means we open up the window for our first ticket giveaway to Bun B's birthday bonanza for the Houston Rodeo, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So that'll happen in the next hour. Plus, I believe B. Scott should be joining us. So coming up next, let's go around the NFL with B. Scott, Sports Radio 610.